Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 19, Scene 1, Devouring the Forest Fire. While Krishna and Balaram and their friends were engaged in their pastimes, the cows, being unobserved, began to wander off on their own, entering farther and farther into the deepest part of the forest, being allured by fresh grasses. The goats, cows, and buffalo traveled from one forest to another and entered the forest known as Ishikatavi. This forest was full of green grass, and therefore they were allured. But when they entered, they saw that there was a forest fire, and so they began to cry. Meanwhile, on the other side, Balaram and Krishna, along with their friends, could not find their animals, and so they became very aggrieved. They began to trace the cows by following their footprints, as well as the path of eaten grass. All of the boys were fearing that their very means of livelihood, the cows, were now lost. Soon, however, they heard the crying of their cows. Krishna began to call the cows by their respective names with great noise. Upon hearing Krishna calling, the cows immediately replied with joy. But by this time, the forest fire surrounded all of them, and the situation appeared to be very fearful. The flames increased as the wind blew very quickly, and it appeared that everything movable and immovable would soon be devoured. All the cows and boys became frightened, and they looked towards Balaram the way a dying man looks at the picture of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the boys cried out, "Dear Krishna and Balaram, we are now burning from the heat of this blazing fire. Let us take shelter of your lotus feet. We know you can protect us from this great danger. Our dear friend Krishna, we are your intimate friends. It is not right that we should suffer in this way. We are all completely dependent on you, and you are the knower of all religious life. We do not know anyone except you." The Personality of Godhead heard the appealing voices of his friends, and casting a pleasing glance over them, began to answer. Simply by speaking through his eyes, he impressed his friends that there was no cause for fear. Then, the Supreme Mystic, Krishna, the powerful Personality of Godhead, immediately swallowed up all the flames of the fire. The cows and boys were thus saved from imminent danger. Out of fear, the boys were almost unconscious. But when they regained consciousness and opened their eyes, they saw that they were again in the forest with Krishna, Balaram, and the cows. They were astonished to see that they were completely free from the attack of the blazing fire, and that the cows were saved. Secretly they thought that Krishna must not be an ordinary boy, but some demigod. In the evening, Krishna and Balaram, along with the boys and cows, returned to Vrindavan, playing their flutes. As they approached the village, all the gopis became very joyous. Throughout the day, the gopis used to think of Krishna while he was in the forest, and in his absence, they were considering one moment to be like 12 years. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.